This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the 14th week of the 2023 legislative session.
Senate Bill 317 with Senate Committee.
Tuesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to Senate Bill 317. Senator Bill Langle of Weldon Spring is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues his proposal would establish the Interstate 70 Improvement Fund.
Interstate 70 Improvement Fund, so that the General Assembly can appropriate dollars into that fund for the sole purpose of improving and/or expanding Interstate 70.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City offered an amendment which would require contractors on a future I-70 project to offer childcare access for employees.
This is a massive workforce challenge to find enough skilled workers to make sure that I-70 is safe.
Senate Bill 317 has been set aside for future consideration.
Senate Bill number 413 with a Senate Committee substitute.
Among the measures discussed on Wednesday afternoon and evening is Senate Bill 413. Sponsor, Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, says this measure seeks to establish the Missouri Angel Investment Incentive Act.
Our Missouri Department of Economic Development has tracked several promising startups that are locating just across the border in Kansas City, Kansas, because of the investment money they are able to access, in part due to the utilization of the angel credits.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis added an amendment that features adoption tax incentives.
It also has the Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit and Youth Opportunities and Violence Prevention Tax Credits. Those range from 50 to 50% as far as a contribution that you could receive the credit for. This raises that to 70%.
Senate Bill 413 has been set aside for further talks.
We want to help each other and get some good stuff done at the end.
It's not something that I think we can even really negotiate on at this point.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden of Columbia says you will start seeing big issues every week.
Talk about public safety, I would assume at some point we'll probably take another run at initiative petition reform. Foreign ownership of ag land will be on the docket in the next couple of weeks, obviously the budget.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he believes the final version of the fiscal year 2024 state operating budget will have to be different than what the Missouri House of Representatives sent to the Missouri Senate.
We're trying to pass a budget that we balance every year. Missouri has a AAA credit rating because we don't mess with the budget.
The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee will look at the House version of the budget in the days and weeks to come.
Senate Bill number 60. This is
among the priorities still on the table is Senate Bill 60. Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City is the sponsor. He tells the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee his proposal would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
I don't think they have anything to fear. This just makes sure that people like me can have a job, roof over my head, and stay at a hotel if I need to.
This same panel also heard.
I'm Senator Jill Carter from District 32.
Senate Joint Resolution 42. Sponsor, Senator Jill Carter of Granby, says her proposal, upon voter approval, would create provisions relating to sheriffs.
Sheriffs are the backdrops against the ever-increasing overreach of government.
Both of these measures await action from the committee. If voted to pass, one or both would go to the full Missouri Senate for consideration.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before
the final 4 weeks of the 2023 regular legislative session will start on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.